Lord God, please let all that I say come from you, through me, and out to others. Amen.
What is it that we humans love more than anything?
Bling. I love bling. I mean, I think most of us do, even though some of us won't admit it. We love shiny things. Things that sparkle and spark our imaginations. Gold and glitter, silver bells, and when we celebrate, we decorate with brightness and color and bling. We are on this earth, and we are fascinated by fire and lightning, by gold, by glitz and bling. In the days of Solomon, everything was covered with gold. We are attracted to wealth and to beauty, to glamour and to bling. When the prodigal son returned, his father put a ring on his finger, bling. And then there was a feast and a party, food bling. And who doesn't want to be invited to the party? To have nice things around them, to wear fine clothes, to have a little bling in their lives. You know, Madison Avenue would have us believe that all we need is bling, and that bling will make us happy, and we should go for it. We follow people who have bling, who have gold, who have money and glamour. Our role models are mostly wealthy, dangling a carrot of success in front of us, bolstering our egos to believe that with a little self-reliance and with a little hard work, we too can claw our way to the top, go for the gold. In a recent Lenten meditation, St. John's parishioner Lauren Edwards put it this way about reaching for bling. Today, we often have a very hard time seeing and sometimes even believing in the possibility of divine miracles, miracles made possible through Jesus Christ. When good things happen to us, we believe it's a result of all our hard work, or our ability to muscle our way through problems. And when problems go away, we often dismiss the hand of God and simply say, you know, these things have a way of working out. It's really hard to believe in miracles. Miracles seem to be the work of some biblical Harry Potter, some fictional account from an author with an amazing imagination. But people are not God, and all that glitters is not gold. There are some things that are more valuable than gold, or power, or fame. Still, it's tough not to be distracted by bling, not to long for some creature comforts, to want good food and a nice house, and to get our 15 minutes of fame. It's hard to follow Jesus and not the trendsetters who model glamorous lifestyles. We're hardwired to want to keep up with the Joneses. The psalm today asks, how shall I repay the Lord for all the good things he has done for me? I think this question fits really well in the season of Lent, especially as Jesus is about to sacrifice his life for us. The spirit of the psalm captures our desire to give gifts to God in gratitude for our many blessings. And gratitude is the cornerstone of our Lenten disciplines, in giving up our earthly bling to give thanks to God. Psalm 116 in its entirety is a good account of what it means to trust in God during challenging times. The NSRV titles it, Thanksgiving for Recovery from Illness. And I'm pretty sure that we all need some healing from illness of body, of mind, and of spirit. The psalm's about suffering, but it's also about doubt and about hope. And it's about giving thanks and healing. And then it talks about a vow that will be fulfilled as our response. How will I begin to give something back to God for the life that I've been given? You know, I tried to think of some ways that I could give back to God. I thought of it a lot of different ways.
None of them included a bejeweled phone case for Jesus. Okay? None of them. Because earthly things are of no use to God. Yet we bejewel the people and the things that we love, and we live under the assumption that shiny things are beautiful. Glamour and bling and earthly things are not the kinds of gifts that we should be vowing to give to God in thanksgiving. You know what I think God's favorite bling is? I think God's favorite bling are the gifts of love and kindness, patience, empathy, humility, compassion. We all know why we're here today, and the gospel tells the story of Jesus showing his friends exactly what it means to give himself completely and humbly to serve others with love. Love manifests itself in our lives in beautiful ways, like holding someone's hand when they're afraid is beautiful. Cooking a meal for someone who's too sick to fix food for themselves is beautiful. Answering the same question over and over for a parent with dementia as if you were hearing it for the very first time is beautiful. Setting aside our status in life and getting our hands dirty, working to be good stewards of each other, is beautiful. Easing and soothing the tired feet of a friend is a lowly task, but it is beautiful. And you know, nothing shines brighter than the eyes of a friend when you've shown up unexpectedly when they needed you the most. Love is all you need, and it manifests itself in simple ways every day. Just in hugging someone who needs a hug, letting somebody in front of you in traffic, that's a good thing. Saying that we're sorry and accepting someone else's apology. Complimenting someone. Really listening to someone when they speak. And talking about people with kindness and respect. Sometimes just doing something nice for someone just because you can. Being open, listening to God. That's the best way that I know of to give back to God what God would like returned. What God wants given for me out of thanksgiving. When we're open to God, our attention is taken away from our earthly bling. You know, when I was a child, I noticed that my parents did not get nearly as many Christmas or birthday presents as my sisters and I got. And when asked what they wanted, what kind of a gift do you want, I'd ask them, they would often say that they didn't need anything. And you know, as a child, I found that really confusing, why they didn't want more things to make them happy. When it was Grandma's birthday, the gifts were even scarcer. Mostly, we just got together as a family, laughing and sharing stories, just being together in love. The gifts that she received was the joy and the laughter, the warmth of sharing the memories, and the service of cleaning up her house after the party, making sure she had what she needed, that all her needs were met. Our presence and our service, those were the best gifts for her, and they're the best gifts that we can give to God, the gift of our presence and our service to each other. We can also just be still in God's presence. God is love, and love is not served by earthly things. Love serves others. The gospel story tells us that this night we remember Jesus serving his friends. Out of love for them, he performed the lowly task of washing their feet, and it was dirty work. But it set an example for them of what leadership looks like in the kingdom of God. In earthly kingdoms, leadership wields power and holds bling over our heads as a reward. But in God's kingdom, love and peace and patience and servitude are held up as examples of how we should lead and how we should serve each other. Jesus did commission us. He said, as the Father sent me, I also send you. So Jesus sends us all, wherever we are, whoever we are, and just as we are worthy. We are enough, just as we are. No exceptions, no bling required. Just the willingness to be open to God. I don't know if you're familiar with the dancer and choreographer Martha Graham, but of her gifts she said this: there is a vitality, a life force and energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one you in all of time, your gifts are unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it. But it's not your business to determine how good it is or how valuable, nor how it compares with others' expressions. It's your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even need to have to believe in yourself or your work. You just have to keep yourself open and aware to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open. I think keeping our channel open also means being open to serving our brothers and sisters. And those urges that motivate me, I call that small, still voice within. Your actions, your fulfilling your vows to give something back to God in gratitude is unique. Be open to letting God's life force work through you so that the world may receive your offering, your gift to God. So love each other. Serve each other. It's all God really wants, and it's all that we need to seek to do to inherit the whole kingdom. Amen.